Chapter 8 Part 1 I slept badly that night. I must know who wrote those evil letters. No smoke without fire. There was a pattern. If only I could find it. At last, I fell asleep. It was the telephone that woke me. I sat up and looked at my watch. It was 7:30. I jumped out of bed, ran down to the hall, and picked up the receiver. Hello?
Oh, thank goodness it's you.
It was Megan's voice, upset and frightened.
Oh, please do come. Do come. Will you?
I'm coming at once, I said. I ran back upstairs and into Joanna's room. I'm going to the Symingtons. She rubbed her eyes like a small child.
Why? What's happened?
I don't know. It was something to do with the girl Agnes, I'm sure. I washed, shaved, dressed, got the car out, and drove to the Symingtons in 30 minutes. Megan came running out of the house.
Oh, you've come.
She was shaking. I put my arm round her. Yes. Now, what is it?
I found her.
You found Agnes? Where?
Under the stairs. There's a cupboard, and she was in there, among the fishing rods and things. When I touched her, she was cold. She was dead.
What made you look there? I asked.
After you telephoned last night, we waited for a while, but she didn't come in, and at last we went to bed. I didn't sleep well and got up early. I had some bread and butter, and then suddenly Rose came in and said that Agnes's outdoor clothes were still in her room. And I began to wonder if she'd ever left the house, and I started looking round and... The police are here. My stepfather rang them up straight away. Then I felt I couldn't bear it, and I rang you up. You don't mind?
No, I said. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. We went round to the back door. Rose, a plump, middle-aged woman, was drinking tea by the fire. When she saw us, she put her hand on her heart.
Just think, it might have been me. It might have been any of us, murdered in our beds.
I interrupted her. Make a good, strong cup of that tea for Miss Megan. She's had a shock. Remember, it was she who found the body. The word body made Rose open her mouth to talk again, but I stopped her with a fierce look, and she poured out a cup of strong tea. There you are, I said to Megan. Drink that. Then I told her to stay with Rose and went through into the house. I met Elsie Holland in the hall.
Oh, Mr. Burton, isn't it awful? Whoever can have done such a dreadful thing? And why? Poor Agnes. I'm sure she never did anyone any harm.
No, I said. Somebody made sure of that. She looked surprised, then said,
I must go up to the boys. Mr. Symington is so anxious that they shouldn't be upset.
She hurried upstairs.